All right, joining us now, let's open the door and welcome into the studio a guy who works at our neighboring station next door. And you occasionally hear from him here on the ticket. It's longtime sports broadcaster Pants Finnegan.
That's right, Pants Finnegan here. I'll tell you what, I'm taking a ticket job. I took that ticket job, what, about a year and a half ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really heard many updates from you.
Records and making scores like you couldn't believe in that room over there.
Making scores?
Yeah, making scores. I run up the score on all the competition around town, all the other stations, so-called other stations. Jay Leno there. How you boys doing? Haven't talked to you since a big game in Phoenix.
That's right. You were with us Super Bowl week.
That's right. Yeah. I was down there on my own dime covering the bowl like it should be covered, doing a blog entry a day for a website no one reads. But I was just in the break room organizing the supplies like the cat man told me to, and I heard you gentlemen's playing a little audio from that sports golden child, Keith Russell.
Yeah, the new guy at Channel 11, and somebody commented that he sounded a little bit like you.
I tell you, that CBS 11's made a great sports hire here, I tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, Keith Russell's going to take this town by storm. He'll dominate the ratings within 6 months.
Wow.
Look, we all know Ducey's vulnerable.
Good Lord. Hey, come on.
The guy has more generic in him than a government food warehouse.
Come on, he's a dear friend.
Yeah, he's a ticket's own.
Ducey's only alive in order to give sketch artists a generic template to start from.
Golly. Say that about Mike.
And believe you me, that shake voice Dale ain't long for this world.
What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about the world of sports broadcasting. He's got quiver voice and a liver the size of a Union Tower. They ought to outfit Dale's liver with some LEDs so they can change the colors to mark city events, I tell ya.
You're a waste of money.
Look, Dale's good. I ain't gonna lie to you, kid. The guy can write, but he's only got so many gay issues he can grandstand on before he's out of bullets.
I don't know if he grandstands. He just comments.
Well, I give him 3 months before he's face down in a gutter with an arrow through his head from an angry husband.
Oh, my gosh. Pants.
Now, the truth is, Keith Russell's my protege. I trained him. He's a machine. He's a killer.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about Keith Russell. If you're going to have him in this town, you better bring a lot of body bags.
Jeez. He's going to take names, huh?
Where's that scene bass?
He's right Sean, here he's in over the there,
ticker
yeah.
Hi, Pants.
Hey, Scene, let me tell you, you got it, kid. You're the real deal. You're a game changer. You're the sports update messiah in this world. Needs some serious salvation, I tell you.
There you go, an endorsement there.
George, Sean. You still doing that talk show?
Yeah, right now, as a matter of fact.
We're on the air right now?
Right now.
Oh, I'm Pants Finnegan.
What, why do you get
nervous? Losing confidence all of a sudden.
I'm sorry. I can't talk on the air.
Well, no, that's weird. He's made his living for 50 years on the air.
He just jumped through the glass into the control room.
Oh, no. I don't see him moving.
Son of a gun. He's not moving.
I think he's really done it this time. We need to call 911. Well, hey, Pants.
Let me get on the phone here real quick.
Pants. No, he's done.
Unresponsive.
I'm back, you and Memphis. Make sure you watch my successor, Jimmy Fallon, on NBC nightly.
All right, there you go. Pants Finnegan, sportscaster extraordinaire.